I'm good.
Coach, right from the very get-go, you get Carson Murphy on the return, about 92 yards there for the score. And you're thinking, this is a pretty dang good start considering you're going up against one of the top teams in the district. Well, non-district, but still.
We thought we could have at least one big play in the special teams game. Just watching the film and looking at who they have on the field, the special team. You know, again, they had 31 guys out. They got to rest their guys. So we noticed they rest a lot of their starting guys, and so they had a lot of backups in there. So we figured that we had a great opportunity to return one tonight with our house team. So we call our kickoff return house.
And then doubled down with the punt return later in the game after things had sort of, you know, stagnated and punts back and forth. So how big was that punt return and getting two big plays on special teams, not just one?
Just all about momentum. You know, absolutely changed the momentum of the game or kept the momentum in our favor because we had all the defensive momentum majority of the game except for that one drive. But again, that was another opportunity for us that we saw on film. Again, their punt team consisted of mainly there. Again, you got to rest your guys at some point with 31 guys. We noticed that they only had maybe three starters that were out there on their punt team. So we knew that if we could just fire off into their offensive line and hold them up there, we'd have a chance for our returner to take one back. And I mean, we did. So two big special teams touchdowns were huge in this game and kept the momentum in our favor.
You look at the very end of the first half, you know, really doesn't go your way, but your defense stands tall in the red zone in a very, I mean, it was what, I think it was about 21-7 at that point, but still, if you would have given up a touchdown to St. Cecilia at that point, it would have been a much different ball game, I think.
Right.
And that was on the heels of another goal line stand right before then. So 0-for-8 in goal-to-go situations in that stretch.
You know, that was absolutely huge because, again, the second one, if they convert that and score, then they get the ball back at the beginning of the second half. So huge for our defense. And it just shows that our guys can play physical football. You know, even last week, you know, building off last week, you know, they carried it over to this week. They were excited about showing that they can play physical football. I know they had a great opponent coming in here tonight, and they pass off to their you know, 15 guys that they basically play. Those guys play hard and physical, but for us to bow our necks and, you know, stiffen up down there, huge for us long term.
You look at the past 3-4 weeks, and this has been a complete change. I mean, physicality is something we talked about after the Minden game. It was like, you know, we've got to get more physical, and they've made it to that point where they're playing a lot more physical ball from the Minden game to now, it seems.
Yeah, we told them, if you want to have an opportunity to get into the playoffs, it takes a physical brand of football. If you don't No one wants another man dominating them in the game of football. You had that 1 week. Did you like it? Absolutely not. So what are you going to do about it? So they have taken that to heart, and we use it as motivation, and they're accepting that motivation. They're accepting the challenge, and they want something different. You know, they don't like that feeling that they had this time last year. So these guys want something different, and they're believing in themselves, and we believe in them, and they're practicing with relentless effort. Now, everything out here tonight was relentless effort, and that's what we tell them. You know, if you play with relentless effort, and you're the more disciplined football team, you got an opportunity to win every game.
Well, we mentioned defense and special teams stepping up. There was that one pass play to a Murphy corner of the end zone. That needed to be a perfect throw and a perfect catch to happen.
Yeah, we talked to Brand about that. We noticed that they put number 52 out on Carson. And so, hey, we're going to run our play where, you know, it was a hitch corner route. And so, Brant, you can only throw it to where your guy can only did it, and he did it. He executed it, and for Murphy to go up and come down with that ball, you know, hey, great, great protection, number one. He had the opportunity to throw it off. The line did a great job, and then great way to go up and get the ball, and so great job for everybody on that play.
You look at the rest of the stretch, all three district games. You're at Ord next week. Chanticleers have been, you know, they've been a tough opponent for Kearney Catholic. Initially, what are your thoughts there on Ord next week?
Like you said, great football team, big up front. We're going to be outsized up front. The quarterback's back from last year. He was injured in our game last year, but great, great young man, throws the ball well. They reuse him in the passing game. They run a spread. They're a spread offensive scheme, but they're running power football out of spread. Offensively, defensively, they fly around, man. They are physical, and so we got to be again another week of physical football team. You know, this three stretch gauntlet for us. You know, Amherst, and then tonight, then we got Ord next week, and so a district showdown for us. So we get an opportunity if we can go and get that win, that puts us in the driver's seat to win the district.
Yep. And then, you know, you mentioned just how big a win here would be for, you know, wild card and standings. And then what does it mean to get the win, as you said, would be big, but to do it in this way, 31-7?
You know, I think it builds confidence for our young men. You know, even the guys that didn't play a lot tonight, it shows them that, hey, we play good football here at Kearney Catholic. Now we got to just add on to that. We got to build on to it. So now our young men are going to be ready to practice and perform well next week. Puts us in a great spot in the Nebraska playoff system. You know, we anticipate that Hastings St. Cecilia will end up a Division I football team and how they do it in here in Nebraska. And so that's huge in the point system for us. So we think we may jump from 9-4, which is awesome for us. And then we finish out the season, do what we should do. Hopefully we put ourselves an opportunity to host a home playoff game.
Yep. And then lastly here, stopping Jensen was a big focus in the preview for the game. He didn't end up playing today. So what's it like having to prepare all week to stop this one player and then that all going out the window when he's not even playing?
You know, you just adjust on the fly. So now we knew that our targets was the main receivers are 3, 4, and 22. All right, so now you eliminate 3 from the equation. So now it's 4, 22. Now we got to figure out who the other receiver is. So what they did is they decided they're going to start the game with putting 22 and 13 as their running backs, and they brought in 5 as the quarterback. But we knew from that point, as soon as we saw Jensen on the sideline and number 7, which most people didn't recognize, that 7 was their running back. So he's out. So now we knew we were going to get a steady dose of run at us, which we got, because now they probably weren't going to throw to unproven receivers out there. So they're going to throw to who they knew. So 22 was in the back, but 22 played running back and he played tight end tonight. So we knew they had to figure out ways to get the ball to their playmakers, and they did a good job trying to figure that out.
He had some really good blitz plays in there, kind of expecting a lot of that run, but the few times that they tried to pass, it seemed like there was always a couple of star defenders back there pressuring the quarterback for St. Cecilia.
Right. We believe in our blitz packages. We're probably unique in what we do in a blitz game, so we try to disguise our coverages. We'll play some cover 0, play some cover 1, play cover 4. We'll do some things with our D-line to drop them to the edges and bring our linebackers. So we want to keep the offense confused. We want to confuse the offensive linemen. I think we did a good job of that at times tonight. It's confusing the offensive linemen so we can come through free. So we got some unique blitz packages that we love doing. So they create opportunities for us, which they did tonight again.
That's all I got for you.